Oh, have you ever had trouble with your TSP? You know, something you didn't know where to turn, or you had some information? Well, we're going to answer those questions for you right now. Of course, the folks at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board really do put a lot of time and thought into how to best serve those with a TSP account. But from time to time, you're going to have questions about your TSP. Well, where are you going to turn? Well, I'll tell you where we turn. Penny Moran is the director of the Office of Participant Services at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, and this is one of her areas of expertise. So we're so happy to have her with us. Penny, thanks so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
So I'm going to tell you how this idea came about. I got a call from a listener and said, I'm having a problem with my TSP, and I don't know how to reach out to them. So we're going to walk through a number of different scenarios, and you guys were good enough to send us a number of the scenarios that you're often faced with. So we're going to walk through a couple of these, and you can tell people how the best way is to reach out to you. So let's start off with somebody who maybe isn't in the TSP. You're Fed, and you keep hearing everyone talk about the TSP, and you say, okay, is this the right thing for me? The first place to go, probably the website, right?
You got that. Everything you ever wanted to know about the TSP is out on our website, which is www.tsp.gov. We've got information out there. We've also have calculators that can help you decide how to maximize your contributions. We have links to other websites that can help you with your retirement planning, like the ballpark estimator. It is a wealth of knowledge, and we usually send everyone out to the website as the first step in learning about TSP. And they can also ask their agencies. Their personnel offices can provide them with information of how TSP fits in with their retirement system, and then how they can get started with TSP within their agency.
Now, even if you're, that's if you're not participating, but it's even a good resource if you are a TSP participant. There's all sorts of information there.
It's a resource throughout your career with the TSP. It will take you from cradle literally to grave, because we have information out there for your beneficiaries as well.
And I spend a lot of time on the TSP website, tsp.gov, and it does a very good job. I think sometimes we talk about L funds and I funds and G funds, mm-hmm. and people can get a little bit like, I don't know what a G fund is. You have a whole page where it describes what all the funds are.
Right. We don't give investment advice, but we provide information about all of our five individual funds, and of course we have our life cycle, our L funds. For those people who don't have any experience in investing, or maybe they don't have the time to manage their own accounts, they want basically us to do it for us. All they have to do in picking an L fund is to decide when they think they're going to need the money, and then pick the L fund that's closest to when they're going to need that income.
I call it the set it and forget it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you just, If I was in TSP, that's where I would put my money, because I don't want to have to worry about it day to day.
Well, we have about 690,000 participants and growing who have money in one of the L funds.
Now, this is a situation that that somebody came to me about. They were having problems. There was a problem with the allocation numbers, and it wasn't right. So if you're having a problem, then what do you do?
First of all, really figure out if you've got a problem, because if you aren't certain what your contribution allocation is, where you're having your new money invested, or perhaps with an interfund transfer, you can always check where you are currently by going out to the website in My Account, My Access section. Or you can always call us. If you have a question about a transaction with the TSP, not your contributions or loan payments, but actually a transaction, you can give us a call at 866-968-3778. Or for those people who don't like numbers, it's TSPU, first, FRST. And the call center reps will help them with that issue, figure out what's going on, and then see what we can do to get it corrected.
Great. And we'll have that number also on federalnewsradio.com, so you can find it nice and easy. We don't want people driving around writing down numbers, for goodness sakes.
And it's also out on the website.
And it's out on the website. So, but I know you get a lot of questions about loan payments and how that works. What are some of the questions you get, and if somebody has a problem, where do they go?
First things first, everybody has to remember, if they take a loan, they're responsible for those loan payments. When we issue a loan, we contact the payroll office that said, this participant has taken a loan. These are what the loan payments are. Please start loan payments. If for some reason those loan payments don't start coming out of the paycheck, the participant needs to go to the payroll office and say, what's going on, and get them started. But in addition to that, they need to make sure that any missed payments are taken care of. They have to send a check directly to us, and we'll apply it against the missing payments. If they don't keep their loan payments current, they may actually have a taxable distribution of a loan, which means that any outstanding balance and accrued interest becomes taxable income, and they may have to pay the 10% early withdrawal penalty tax.
Mm.
So the last thing they want to do is say, well, the payments aren't coming out of my paycheck. It's my payroll office's fault. That's not going to be the case.
You don't want to end up in that situation because that's a whole bunch of problems.
And we do notify people when they are in arrears so that they know they have to take action.
Now, if you end up in a situation where you need help managing your account in some way, either requesting a loan, maybe, God forbid, you got separated, and so you need to deal with those issues, is there a place where you can go for those kinds of questions?
First of all, start with the website, and then if you've got a transaction question, you can call the call center. In fact, most of our calls at the call center are about loans and withdrawals. How do I take a loan? What's the status? And you can go to the website and find out what the status, or you can try and get the status from the automated thrift line, which is also an option.
There you go. And finally, I imagine you get a lot of people saying, hey, I've moved, I need to change my address. Seems like the best place to go is probably the website, but
Addresses are special. If you are an active employee, you have to change your address through your agency. Now, many of the agencies have automated employee self-service systems, and they can change their address there, or they go to their personnel office or go to payroll. Once you're separated, then you can change the address directly with us, either on the website, sending us a letter, or calling the call center. We'll take it over the phone.
There you go. But the main thing is do the website. The website's there's a lot of information there. Mm-hmm. You've tried to automate as much as of this process as you can, and there's a lot of great stuff there.
I would agree with that.
There you go. Give the address one more time and give the phone number one more time for anyone who wasn't ready yet.
The address is www.tsp.gov, and the phone number is 866-968-3778.